Good morning, Chavre. I just wanted to make one announcement on behalf of the Mashgichim. We've been having a lot of discussions amongst the Rebbeim to try to find ways to assist guys with the struggle of Shmiras Einayim, which is obviously a very delicate issue, but something that's also very real, and we don't have to pretend that it's not a real thing that people struggle with. So, Amir Tashem, we're actually bringing to the yeshiva some individuals who can help people to arrange for filters on their phones, to do so in a way with chachma that makes sense, that won't be too intrusive in your life, but will make it a little bit easier for those who are struggling with different things to filter out some of the things that we absolutely don't need in our life. As Rav Weinberger always reminds us, at the end of the day, a person has to be their own filter. And if you want to get around things, you'll get around things. And at the end of the day, all the restrictions in the world is not going to stop a person and really change a person at the core of who he is. But there's a lot of ways we can set up our lives to avoid some of those nisyonos before they happen. So Amir Tashem, that's going to be happening at the beginning of February. We're looking for a few volunteers to take some time. It'll take a couple of hours out of a Sunday, February 2nd, to be trained to assist on campus with some of the technology to help to arrange your fellow talmidim to put filters on your phone. We were discussing yesterday, you know, should we try to like incentivize to offer something for guys to sign up to do this? But I think the most simple incentive is you have the opportunity to muzak el rav, to take a couple of hours out of your Sunday to be trained in assisting in this, and then Amir Tashem, as guys are able to sign up in the days that follow, you'll have this chus with each person who you help to be a little bit more guarded in Yanni Kedusha and in Shmiras Einayim. To me, that's the greatest list in the world. So we're looking for just a couple of guys, really just 3 or 4 guys, who are willing to give up their time and give up their energy to help in this way. And Amir Tashem, it'll be a big schus for all of us. Also, right after Weinberger, we're going to be heading to the gym for the yeshiva's pre-Chanukah Chagiga, and of course, we hope that all the Talmidim will join us for that as well. Thank you, Rebbe.
It's just your Heiliger Rebbeim, my dear friends, and I know many of the Chevri here. I see a lot of wonderful, familiar faces, and some that I don't know. So I just haven't been around as much as I used to. But I'm glad that Rebbe spoke about trying to enlist some volunteers for this work. Before Mashiach comes, you have pre-Chanukah and there's pre-Mashiach. And the avodah of pre-Mashiach is very much connected, of course, to Shmiras HaKadusha, Shmiras HaBrish, Shmiras HaEinayim, Yosef HaTzadik. So let's talk a little bit. What I'm going to say is very much connected to that. And there's not much time, so I want to say a lot in a few minutes. The Baruch Shalom told us that through the Chachamim that there's a special koach when it comes to this Yontif, when it comes to Chanukah. Masarti Giborim Yad Haloshim, Rav Yad Mahatim, Term Yad Term, Shom Yad Tzadikim, Zedim Yad Oizkes, Yad Secha. What Rebbe was just talking about was a pervading feeling that many people have that they're Haloshim, that they're simply weak. And that the Giborim, the strong ones, that strong urge, temptation, we'll call it Yavan because it's Chanukah time, that those Giborim are winning. Giborim biyad Chaloshim, Chanukah was a time that the Chaloshim, those who were weak, somehow won. Rabban biyad Ma'atim, how many of us are there? We feel like we're very few. The second you step away from the yeshiva, you step out into the world, you go to an office in the city, you go someplace. It's not like being anymore in Yerushalayim or in yeshiva, where you feel that this is our world, it's very, very clear that berabim, biad ma'atim, the ma'atim, we are the ma'atim, and the rabim are overwhelming. And the list goes on. So the Baruch Shalom is megala to us through this miracle of Hanukkah, that you and I somehow could also miraculously win. We could win. It's not just about some yontif from a long time ago. It's about winning. It's about winning now. It's about somehow overcoming this feeling that we're too weak. Overcoming this feeling that we can't. That the Zaydim are stronger than the Oiskei Teresach. That the Rabbim, the majority, the vast majority of the world, is swallowing up the minority that's trying to be holy and pure. That belief that there's still somehow within me this untouched, pure person that can defeat the Malchus. The Malchus, let me talk about the Malchus of the internet, the Malchus of the street, the Malchus of Yahweh. That's what this Yontif is about. I think that's why people, even though it's not from the Torah, the Yontif of Hanukkah is not Midaraisa, but it seems that at the end of time that people feel most deeply connected to this Yontif. Everybody, obviously, everybody has their favorite Yontif. And I'm speaking from my own perspective because Hanukkah is my favorite Yontif. But everybody has their favorite Yontif. But Hanukkah is a Yontif. It's the last Yontif that we received as a people. And obviously Hashem was saying to us that however this Yontif is going to be the one more than any other that's going to have to carry you through the darkness of those years until you get to the end zone. That's the Yontif of Hanukkah. It's Hashem's parting kiss, hug, message before the lights of Nevuah prophecy, or that time when the light of Nevuah was already dimmed and just about extinguished. And we're going to have to try to be Jews, even though we feel like we're chaloshim and we're ma'atim. So we need to understand from where did the ma'atim and chaloshim draw their strength? Like, what happened? Like, how does that work? And if it worked for them, can it work for us? It must be, because we're all going to be saying the words in a few days from now, Bayom Ahem, Bisman Hazeh. Bayom Ahem, Bisman Hazeh, which you all know means, not by way of memory, but it means Mamish, Bisman Hazeh. Bisman Hazeh. Bisman Hazeh. Gibor Miat Chaloshim, Rabbi Miatim, Ter Miat Tahir, Tmein Biat Tahir. Bisman Hazeh, Tmein Biat Tahir. Bisman Hazeh. Imagine. So how is that? Where is it from? And is there any way for regular people like us, just nice, a couple of nice Jews before Mashiach comes, to somehow to tap into that strength of Hanukkah to win? Plus to win. So there's a pasuk. And Yaakov Avinu is giving the brachas. So it says in the pasuk, Miyad Avir Yaakov Misham Raya Evan Yisrael. The brach of Yosef Atzal. That's what we're talking about now. Yosef is the Gematria Melech Yobin, is the Gematria Tzion. Yosef Atzal, the parashis that we read now, the parashis of Chanukah, the parashis of Yosef Atzal. And there's a reason for that. This is the war. It's Yosef versus Yavan. That's why the Gematria is Yosef versus Yavan. Melech Yavan is Yosef. To rule over Yavan. So it says in Pasuk by the Baruch of Yosef Atzadik, Miyad Avir Yaakov Mishom Roa Evan Yisrael. It's a hard Pasuk. It's one of those Pasuk me say, you know, I'll get back to it sometime and try to understand it. But the simple English is, through the mighty one, I looked this up in the art scroll. And the English is, through the mighty one of Yaakov, he, meaning Yosef, became the rock of Yisrael. Miyad Avir Yaakov. Yaakov is the mighty one.
Avir Yaakov.
Roa Evan Yisrael. Yosef became the Evan Yisrael, the rock of the Jewish people. So Rashi says something which is not characteristic of him. He says, because Rashi, as you know, Lobasi, he says to Elam, to explain Pshuto Shel Mikra, to say Pshat. So Rashi says that Evan, the rock of Israel, Ma'os Sur, the rock of Israel, here is not talking about the Rabbanu Shlomo. That the word Evan is a combination of the two words Av, Ben, father, son. Evan Yisrael. And the Sfarim tell us that that means that the might of Yaakov, Yitzhak and Avram, the strength, that's what we're looking for, Kanika, Chashmonoi, Makabi, that the strength of Yaakov, the might of Yaakov, Miyad Avir Yaakov, that strength comes to us by way of Yosef Atzah. Evan Yisrael is Av Bey. That means that the Bonim, that's us, the children, we're the children, our way of accessing our fathers is through Evan Yisrael, because Yosef is the sod, is the secret of Av Bey. Akdekach, that there's a vart that they say that the Imeremis heard from his father. Who was the father of the Imeremis? Heaven. Who was the father of the Imeremis? No? Wait. You're just shy. The father of the Imeremis was the Svasemis. So the Svasemis said that when we say in davening, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Vi Elokei Yaakov, the Vi, which is the Vav, which is Moisef, is talking about Yosef Atzav. Vi. That to come to Yaakov, Yitzhak, and Avram, the Svasemis said it's through Yosef Atzav. Yosef is Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos, the Tosefes, that connection in the present that ties us to the past, the Vav that adds, and the Vav that connects, like a Vav that means in Hebrew, a Vav is a Vavim Lamud, it means a hook. That connection is Yosef Atzav. Ve Elokei Yaakov. The Ve is Roa Evan Yisrael. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. This parasha. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. What do you mean? Yaakov had many children? But Eila told us Yaakov Yosef that somehow Miyad Avir Yaakov, the might and the strength of the others, Avi Mitzvah and Yaakov, that comes to us through Yosef Atzad. What does that mean? And what is the strength of Yosef Atzadik that he received of Ben, Evan Yisrael? What is that? So one of the most dramatic moments in all of Tanakh, in this parasha, is when Yosef HaTzadik was with the wife of Potipharah, and even though Samachlek is inside it, according to one opinion, Yosef HaTzadik, Samachlek is Rabban Shmuel, that Yosef HaTzadik came home intentionally to an empty house so that he would be able to carry out what he wanted to with the wife of Potipharah. The Lasus Malachtoi means not just the chores around the house, but he wanted it to be an empty house, to be alone with the wife of Potiphar. And at the end, the Torah says, "Vayazoiv bigdai biyada." She was grabbing onto his clothing, and he ran away. "Vayonas veyetsi achutz." "Vayonas veyetsi achutz." And Yosef HaTzadik escaped. "Vayonas." "Hayom ro vayonas." "Vayonas." He ran away. He escaped. He went outside. The Medrash brings down on that pasuk that b'schus, how did Yosef HaTzadik have the strength? Remember, Yosef is our connection to the Avos. He's in between the Bonim and the Avos. He's Yosef HaTzadik. He's the fixture of Bein. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, bring down the Medrash. The b'schus va'yoytzei esa achutza, You remember that pasuk?
Who's that talking about?
And that's before the Svasemis. Who's that talking about? Vayoytza Yisra Achutza? Avram Avinu. Hashem, Vayoytza Yisra Achutza. Hashem took him outside. What does Rashi say? What does it mean outside? Who remembers? What does Rashi say? It's not so long ago. What does Rashi say? What does it mean outside? Achutza, what's Achutza? Huh?
Right.
Higher than the moon, the sun, higher than the stars, outside. Meaning, mamish outside. Higher than the kechav and the mazalos. Vayoytzas ha'chutz, Hashem took him higher than all of the kechav and the mazalos, all of the constellations and planets. He took him to some reality that's beyond this world. And Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, habit na shamayma, look down upon the world. From this perspective, count the stars. In Tuchalis, for some, you can't count them. And Hashem said, this is how your children are going to be. So a simple pshat is, you can have a lot of grandchildren, a lot of eniklach, near eniklach, you can have a lot of kids. So far, it hasn't panned out, really. Right, if it wouldn't have been for the Inquisition and pogroms and Holocaust, we'd have a lot. But the Lamai said, we don't have a lot. Been at time, we don't have so many. We're a tiny percentage of the world. It's a ko yezerecha, so your children are going to be. So the Medrash says that nischus, meaning with that koach of ayetzes achutza, or Hashem taking Avraham Avinu outside, Yosef HaTzadik would have the ability of ayonas vayetzes achutza. He would have the ability to overcome the temptation that, according to this opinion, the Gemara, he himself wanted to give in to this desire. And at that last moment, he saw the image of his father, and he, whatever it was, he had this strength of Avir Yaakov, going back to Avraham Avinu, the strength of what? Vayonas Ve'etza Chutzah. Where does that come from? From Vayoytza Chutzah. When Hashem Yisbarach took Avraham Avinu Chutzah, higher than the stars, higher than this universe. From there, Yosef HaTzadik was able to come to this madrega where he was able to tear himself away from the wife of Potiphar and to leave. By Yonas, Vayetze Achutz, he went outside. What this means, Rabbi said, listen. What this means is that through that Koach of Yosef HaTzadik that he received from his father, received it from his father all the way back to Avraham Avinu. It's possible for each and every one of us, even when you feel that you're totally locked into a certain constellation, a certain mazel, a certain teva. What does it mean? Stars, constellations. It means a teva. It means that's your nature. And there's something about you and your nature that you simply cannot contend with. You know that it's bad. You know that it's destroying your life. You know that you feel horrible about it. But what could you do? It's your mazel. Not meaning luck. It's who, you feel that it defines you. And if you go to a therapist, the therapist might say, unless it's a big Yirei Shamayim, the therapist might say, listen, you're going to fight this nature, you're not going to win. You're not going to win. In other words, the gibor, your nature is a gibor. You are a cholosh, you are the weak one. Your nature is the yivani, is the Greek, is the gibor. And in this world, the giborim would, the choloshim don't win, the choloshim are losers. In this respect, you're not going to win, you're going to lose. Because there's a part of you that wants to do this, whatever that is. And that part of you that wants to do it is a gibor. It's a yivani, it's a Greek. In whatever garment that Greek is coming to you, but it's a gibor. And not only that, but there are so many more of those than a couple of yeshiva bachim, you know? So that impulse is the gibor. You're the weak one. There are so many gibor. There are so many Tmeim and Rishayim and Zaydim? And the part of you that wants to be good, the part of you that doesn't, that says, I don't want to go back to this disgusting place on my phone. I don't go back to this disgusting way of behaving. I want to be good. That part of you is weak. So unless the therapist has tremendous Yirat Shamayim and is also very skilled, the person will say, look, the Gibor wins, the Chalash loses. Kacha. Kacha ze. That's how it is in the world. The world is in the hands of the Gibor, and the Chalashim are the ones who lose. So Chazal are telling us that because the Baruch Shem took Avraham Avinu higher than this world, the therapist is not familiar with that place. The therapist didn't study that in school. The therapist never ever saw a place higher than the stars. The therapist was never in a place that's called Hachutza, Bachutz, Lamala, was never in such a place. He's completely unfamiliar with that. Because unless you know what a Nasham is, unless you know what Nishmas Yisrael is, unless you know what is Nefesh, Ruach, Nesham, Chai, Yechida, unless you learn Tanya and Nefesh Chai, inside out, and all the other Svarim, so you don't know what it means, Chutzah. I spoke many times at conventions and conferences with therapists, from therapists, who are not, most of whom, some of whom yes, but most of whom are not learned in the area of Achutza. So even though they wear yarmulkes and they wear shekels, the therapists, but they're not trained in the area of Achutza. That there's something higher. There's something higher than the Teva, than the Greek. There's something that's called Nishmas Yisrael. But if you go around the room and you ask, what's the difference between Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama? What does it mean, Chai Yechida? What's the meaning of Chesed, Chochem, Abina? What's that? What's Chesed, Gvurt, Fres, Netzach, Chai, Yisrael, Malchus? What is that? What are the Kaiches that a Jew has? What are the weapons that we have in our arsenal? Weapons that come to us from a place that's called Hachutza. Bachutz. Mamish Michutz. If you don't know that, if you're not familiar with that, then you don't have the, not that you don't have the iron dome. You don't have any of the weapons that Hashem left us. You don't have the weapons that the Baruch Hashem left in our hands to contend with the Gibarim, with the Tmeim, with the Rabim, with the Zaydim. You don't have the weapons to fight. So you can't do hand-to-hand combat when your enemy has nuclear weapons. You might be a strong guy, And you look good, you know, like in a cut-out T-shirt or something, and you lift weights and all that stuff. But I remember many years ago there was a movie, and I didn't see this when it first came out, but they showed it to the kids in the yeshiva, and I was teaching the time in yeshiva, and there was a cowboy that was fighting against some martial arts guy, like some Chinese guy. And the Chinese guy came out, and it was like a duel, you know, like a showdown. And the Chinese guy came out, and he was doing all kinds of crazy, fancy stuff, you know, like they do, like crazy stuff. And this looks like a fat cowboy. It's a fat. I don't. You know the movie I'm talking about?
It's Indiana Jones.
Huh?
Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah. So I don't remember this. I saw this like must be like 30. So it's like this like fat cowboy. It's like without teeth, you know. Some fat cowboy. And he's watching this Chinese guy. It's unbelievable. Like, you know, doing all this fancy stuff, and you know. And the cowboy just looks at him, he takes out his gun, he goes, so it never happened like that in the real movies, right? If you don't have the weapon, the scorch is helping. What are you going to do? So the Chinese guy knows all these fancy moves, but Lemaisa, the cowboy is not doing hand-to-hand combat. He just takes out his gun and shoots. So the therapist could have the best intentions. But if you don't have that which is called Hachutza, Vayonas Vayetza Hachutza, and the schus of Vayoyetza Hachutza, you're going to lose. So Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Kol yezarech, this is how your children are going to be. Kol yezarech. Mr. Swarm say, in the Pshat is talking about how many Jews there are. On a deeper level, it's talking about what kind of Jews there are. So Yavan, this war with Yavan, this Indian of Yavan, is that which comes to a person and says that all you have, the only weapon that you have in your arsenal, is teva, is your nature. That's the only weapon that you have. And you're a young man, you're 19, you're 20, you're 21, 22, whatever it is, or you're 30 or 40, 50. And there's that feeling of what happened in Yosef at Tzadik in the house there of Eishes Potiphar, that you're in such a matzav and such a situation, and all you have is teva. That's what Yovan says. The gzeira that every Jew had to write on the Keren HaShor shows and hint to Yosef at Tzadik, because the brach of Yosef at Tzadik is a b'chor shor hadaloy. The need of Yosef is the shor, is the powerful ox. And there was a gzeira by the Yavon that everybody should write, should engrave, should carve on the corner of the Keren HaShor, on the horn of the shor. Ein lanu chelik b'lokei Yisrael. That means that the Yavonim wanted to engrave in the heart of each and every Jew that you don't have any chelik in something stronger than us. You're not connected to Elokei Yisrael. You're not connected to Yaakov, to Yisrael, Avir Yaakov, to Yitzchak, to Avraham Avinu. You're not connected to that. You're not part of that world of Vayonos Vayetzeh Achutza. You're not connected to Vayoytza Oysa Achutza. You don't have the ability to go to a place inside of yourself that's higher than what's pulling you back to that website, back to that form of that type of behavior that is killing you. You don't have that. Ein lanu chelik b'lokei Yisrael. You're not able to take a trip right now to something that's higher than that which is compelling you to behave in this way. That's the whole inyan of Yavan. That's the whole kavach of Yavan. So that's an amazing thing. When Hashem Yisbarach made that promise to Avraham Avinu, Ko Yezarecha, the Svarim say that was handed down from Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu went, he took his son to the Akedah. It says, Aniva Nar Nelcha, what? Ad Ko. So Avraham Avinu received it, Ko Yezarecha, Chafed. Ko Yezarecha. The strength of being able to be higher than the stars, than my nature. But Yitzchak Avinu, Aniva Nar Nelcha, Ad Ko. They were going up for the Akedah. That a Jew has mamish the strength to give up everything to be a Jew. Is there anything about that word chaf hei that brings something to your minds at this time of the year? What is that? Huh? Chanukah, the 25th of Kislev. So v'yoseh asa chutzah, and Hashem says ko yezarech. Your children have the power of Chanukah. I promise them. I promise you, you're going to bring to the world children and grandchildren that have the ability of Vayotzeh Asachutza, Vayotzeh Benos Achutza. Koi Yezarech HaChafei is the 25th of Kislev, which is Chanukah. Which is Giburim B'yad Chaloshim, Rab B'yad Ma'atim, Tvim B'yad Tohar, Mishon B'yad Tzadikim, Zayt B'yad Eskis HaSechem, L'chos Yis Hashem God V'kodesh B'lomach. So Avraham Avinu gives this over to Yitzchak. Ani V'anar Nelcha Ad Ko. That a Jew Mamish is ready to give up everything to be a Jew. Ad Ko is Chafei, which is the 25th of Kislev, which is Chanukah. The Yaakov Avinu, before he died, his children were gathered around his bed in Parshas Vayechi. when he was giving the brachas, the children gathered around his bed. It says in Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Chazal say Rashi brings down Shema Yisrael. Yisrael saw they said to their father, Kishem Shein, Milibcha Elecha, Kach Ein Libenu Elecha. They reassured their father Yaakov that the same way you believe in one God and you're connected to that one God and nothing will move you away from that one God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Kishem Shein, Milibcha Elecha, Kach Ein Libenu Elecha. So too in our hearts, we can do it. Ein Libenu Elecha. The Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has 25 letters. The 25 letters in Shema. So Yaakov Avinu received the Koach of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Dial Kiddush Hashem. He received that from Yitzchak Avinu, Ani V'Anan Elcha Arko, that a Jew can transcend everything, everything. Can rise above the stars, rise above anything that's inside of him that's pulling him, which he received, Yitzchak received from his father, Avraham Avinu. And Hashem told him, Habin HaShemayim Esvaz Kum Tuch HaLis Vassam, Koyi Yezarech, Chafei, which is Chanukah. Mishom Roa Evin Yisro. So Lekut HaLochis, from Rabbi Nosson, if you have a chance, I mean, not just the chance, you need a couple of weeks. Yerchus HaShach HaGimel is very, very long. But if you look in Lekut HaLochis, Yerchus HaShach HaGimel, I'm going to read you just a sentence or two from Oisavav, from Sivav. Now there Rabbi Nosson has a long, long explanation of the Sipur HaMaisis, the story, Rabbi Nachman's story, of the exchanged children. How many of you have read this story? The Ben Melech, the Ben Shivcha? Some of you have read this story? Say that, it's Kedai. And you have to learn it very, very carefully. The Maisa begins where the two babies were born the same day under the same mazel. There was the Ben Melech and there was the Ben Shivcha. There was a Shivcha, there was a maidservant that worked in the palace. And how it happened, there was somebody that was curious to see what would happen if somebody switched the babies. So the Ben Melech was raised as a Ben Shivcha, and the Ben Shivcha was raised as a Ben Melech. You understand? That's the storyline. And the rest of the story, which has been translated into like 50 languages already, and has many commentaries, the rest of the story is about the birur of the Ben Melech and the Ben Shivcha. Of each one finding out who he really is. It's an amazing story. So Rabbi Nosson in Birchas HaShach HaGimel has a long explanation of that story. And in Sivav, I'll just read to you a sentence to listen carefully. Rabbi Nosson says that most people make a mistake with themselves. And they believe that their souls... they don't see themselves as people of holiness. A person of holiness means somebody who's able to get out. Somebody's able to get out of that teva that's making you crazy. Most people don't believe that. Most Jews don't believe that. The koshelam loshiv lahashem liyas ish tzaddik, and because of that koshelam, it's very hard for them loshiv lahashem to go back to Hashem. Vliyas ish tzaddik, ish kosher be'emes. Even not a tzaddik, but ish kosher be'emes. To be a kosher Jew. It's not just talking about food. To be ish kosher be'emes is very hard. Because they don't believe that they have that extra DNA of the chashmonoim, of the makabim. They don't have that. K'meshara tzaddikim v'aksheir. Like the famous ksheir and tzaddikim. Brings to Rabbi Nachman. You know, people say to Rabbi Nachman, of course, because you're a descendant, you're a great grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh came from David HaMelech. If I would be a great grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, I would also be like you. And Rabbi Nachman used to always tell these people, "You have absolutely no idea. It's just the opposite. That Indian that I come from the Baal Shem Tov made it harder for me, not easier for me." And it's a whole talk Rabbi Nachman used to give because they would say, "Yeah, the reason I'm not a tzaddik is because I don't come from the Baal Shem Tov. I come from plain Jews who had problems like me, or bigger problems than I had. Rabbi Nachman fought against this. And Rabbi Nosson is saying the real reason is because they think that they don't have the Nishma Tzadik. They don't have Rabbi Nachman's Nisham. They don't have the Tzadik's soul. They don't have this ability of Vayetze Achutza. Therefore, they can't run away from the wife of Potiphar. Whatever that wife of Potiphar you have right now in your life is, I'm not asking you. They can't run away from it. She goes on, Arichas. And then he says, Be'emes, he says, this, the truth is, Zahainin Ba'atzim, Shem Ne'odim, Torim Ba'atzim, Soim, Shem Ne'odim, 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 the reason that people feel that they don't have, where does this come from? Why have Jews lost their connection to Avraham Avinu, to Yitzhak and to Yaakov, the connection to Ko Yezarecha? Why have they lost that? He says the kol zeh nimshach mibchinas echoli atmuras anah. Now I can't explain this to you now. Maybe you can talk to your rebbeim about this, but I don't want to imply that they know this or they don't know this, but there's a sod in Torah that's called Echol HaTmuras. It's found in the Kisvei Ari and in the Shari Gilgulim, and it comes from the Zohar Kodesh, that there are exchanges that take place before one is born and after one's born, when we're in the womb. Echol HaTmuras means a chamber of exchanges. It's what the whole story of the exchange children is about. Shemishon b'chinas ha'mayis yishal ha'ben melech shenachla. There's a hechla tmuris, is something that happens in our lives, again, sometimes before, sometimes during life, where a Jew is overcome by the presence of something that's not Jewish inside of him, that doesn't belong. And that ben melech is now a ben shivcha, and somehow there's a non-Jew that has a ben melech inside. How this happens, you have to learn the whole Torah, and look at the lochis and where it comes from, and look at the Maran, and the Svar I'm not going to right now. But Mishom boim elo hamachshavis, alo adam kumei ben melech hanal shenechlof in his garish mem koimai, shmach mezen nofa lemokim shenofa. Now what happened in the story is that the ben hashivcha, the one who was really the son of the maidservant, but who was acting as the ben melech, because he was propped up as the ben melech because of the exchange, but he found out that really he was not the true ben melech. So his main thing was, now I got to get rid of the real Ben Melech, right? I got to get rid of him, because this is a threat to my throne. The true Ben Melech, I got to get rid of him. So the story is about him trying to get rid of the true Ben Melech. So the true Ben Melech, who thought he was a Ben Shivcha, was kicked out of the palace and away from the kingdom, and he was dragging around, wandering around. And because of that, Nofal Umokim Shenofal, because of that he fell into very low things. Because he began to believe that what? That he's not really the Ben Melech. Although he was. He began to believe that he's not really the Ben Melech. He's really what? A Ben Shivcha. A nobody. I'd show him, and he went into, became a drunk, all bad things. He got lost. I'd show him, kim esupak ba'atzmaim hu ben ha-melech ha-emes, or ben ha-shivcha chas v'sholem, to the point that he was mesupik, even though he once knew and he had heard that he was the Ben Melech. But over time, and because of the things that he went through, he began to wonder, maybe I'm not a Ben Melech. Maybe I'm really a Ben Shivcha. Maybe I'm really the Ben Shivcha. I'm the son of the Maidser. The whole Yontu of Chanukah, I mean, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Gemara that every single Jew is a Ben Melech, B'nei Melachim, we're B'nei Melachim. But the whole Yontav of Chanukah, of Ko Yezarecha, of Chof Hei, Anivanar Nelcha Adko, Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 25 letters of that Yichud of Kriya Shema, the whole Yontav of Chanukah is to bring a person bezman hazeh to that realization, ben melech atah. So, the reason that you think that you're not stronger than your nature is because somehow over time and some of the defeats that you've experienced have caused you to believe that you're the ben shivcha. Yeah, that's tzaddikim, but I'm not one of those. I'm the Ben Shivcha. I'm not Ben Melech. And Yosef is the gematria Melech Yovel. Because that means that through Eben Yisrael Av Bein, through Yosef at Tzaddik and Vayetzev Yonos Vayetzev Chutza, each and every one of us has the koach of Vayetzev Yosef Chutza, Koy Yezerecha, Vanyunach El Koy, and Shema Yisrael, to be able to defeat the Yevonim, that Yevoni inside, the Giborim, the Rabim, the Tmeyim, the Zaydim, to defeat. And that's why Rashi brings down from Chazal, the Gemara says that Yosef Tzadik looked at the window and he saw his father's image. And the word windows, chaloin, is spelled, the root, the word itself is ches lamed nun. It's spelled with a vav, without a vav. It's ches lamed nun. And ches lamed nun is the oisius lahadlik ner Chanukah. Lahadlik ner Chanukah. It's ches lamed nun. According to the reason, we don't say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, it's lahadlik ner Chanukah. Lahadlik ner Chanukah. It's the oisius chalon. What does that mean? So it says an amazing thing. Just another 2 minutes. It says Vatarideim Bechevel Ba'ad HaChalom. Do any of you know what that's talking about? Vatarideim Bechevel Ba'ad HaChalom. Who knows what that's talking about? You have to know a little bit Navi. At least the beginning of Navi. No? It's talking about Rochav. Rochav HaZayna, that she gave them Raglim to climb, to escape through the window and down the rope. To escape, to run away from the destruction of Yericho and from those who were chasing them, to kill them. So Chazal says in the Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Tezayin, Rochav said to Baruch Shalom, Hey Mochli, Ischar Chevel V'Cholim Apishtim. The Apishtim don't have time to go into right now. They have to do Tzitzis. They're looking at the Tzitzis. It's connected to Yosef Tzadik. Well, it's not time for that. But she said to Rebbeinu Shalom, now this woman was not behaving her whole life. But she said, Rebbeinu Shalom, the Gemara says, Rebbeinu Shalom, Yehi mochli b'schar chevel v'chol. Forgive me for all that I've done wrong in my life, and the schar of the chevel, the rope that I'm letting them rag them down with, and the chalon and the window that they went through. What does that mean, the schar of the chevel and the chalon? So there's a Torah from the Eish Kodesh and the PSS and the Sluzi Gilein Hashem should avenge his blood. There's a Torah from the Eish Kodesh. The Eish Kodesh says that when a person feels b'shas nisayin, when he's at a time of temptation, and he feels that he feels that he can't be like Yosef HaTzadik. He feels that he's stuck. He feels that he can't control himself. So the PSS said he should imagine himself being in a room that's closed from all sides. It's completely shut. It's a cheder atum. It's a room that's shut, closed. But in his mind, he should see that there's one window, there's an opening. And he should imagine that he has to look desperately to find that tiny little window, just enough to squeeze through, and to see in the dark that there's a rope that's coming down from the window. Now the Eitz Ahara says, the Eitz Ahara says, there's no window and there's no rope. But Taridein Ba'adachal B'chevel Ba'adachal means that there's always a window and there's always a rope, because Hashem made a promise, Ko Yezerecha. There's always a window and there's always a rope. Because Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy Yaakov, what? Chevel Nachalosa. Chelek Hashem Amoy Yaakov, Chevel Nachalosa means that every one of us is tied up to Yaakov with a rope. Through all the generations, we're tied together with Evan Yisrael, through Yosef at Tzadik, to Yaakov Avinu. And by having that rope, there's always that window to climb through, to get out. That as long as a person believes that Ben Messi is a Ben Melech, then he's able to hear Hashem whispering to him at the hardest time of his life, Ben Melech, Ata, you're Ben Melech. Take the rope. Grab the rope. Whatever that rope is, to get out. Get the filter. Get whatever you can. Whatever it is, I'm not going into the tactics right now. There's always a rope, there's always a chalom, there's always Yaakov Avinu's face in the window. And Yitzchak, and Avraham Avinu's face that's in the window and saying to you, you're a Ben Melech, you're not the Ben Shivcha. You're a Ben Melech, you're not the Ben Shivcha. Chevra, there are many things that in our generation that are out there that are right now in your pocket. In your pocket, each one of you has in your pocket a telephone. And on that thing, there the whole message of that, of the things that are on that phone. I'm not talking about the regular stuff that you need on the phone. I'm not talking about benching or Tefillas HaDerech, you understand? There's a lot of stuff on those phones that are saying to you, you're a ben shivcha. Not a ben shivcha. No ben shivcha would even, from Rabbi Nachman's time, would even look at the stuff that's on that phone. You're a ben shivcha. And Avir Yaakov, Yosef Tzadik, is saying, ben melech ata, kachas hachevel, biyacha, ki chelik ha-shem amai, Yaakov chevel nachaloso. And you know where you get that from? So the Holy Division there, listen, it once happened that it was a freezing cold winter night and it had been raining and snowing for weeks. And the Holy Division kept on sending a bocha outside to look to see if there was a Lavana. It was the last possible day to make Kiddush Lavana, even by the Chassidim, when you get extensions, you know, a little bit. It was the last time to make Kiddush Lavana, even by the Chassidim. And it had been snowing the whole time. There's no levana in the snow, you understand? And the Rishna said to this bacha, it was Matzah Shabbos or whatever it was, and the Rishna was sitting with all the chassidim, and he said to this bacha, Yankel, go outside, say hachutza, go see if there's a levana. Maybe there's a blizzard. He said, go see if there's a levana. And he goes outside, and comes back in with snow all over him. He says, there's no moon, I can't see anything, it's just snow. So they're sitting in the Rebbe's davening, and they're sitting there with the Rebbe. There's a lot of tension. Half hour later, the Rebbe says, no, Yanka, go outside and see if there's a Levana. See if there's a moon. He's not even dry yet from the first trip. He goes outside, comes back, the same thing. He's got a foot of snow on him. He says, Rebbe, there's no Levana outside. It's a blizzard. Another hour goes by, and the vision is, and he says, Yanka, go outside. And Yankov comes back a minute later and there's snow all over, and he says, all right, Chevre, Rabbi, I have no way to explain this. There's a gorgeous Levana right now. I don't know how. And the vision says, Achutza, Chevre, Aros, out, let's go. And the whole oilum went out, and in the snow, there was a moon. And the Rabbi came afterwards to make his own, and they came back inside, and the vision said, it's not a miracle. Hashem had promised Avraham Avinu, Habin Nes Shemayim is first called to call this place. V'yayim Akai Yezerech. Hashem had promised that they're going to be Jews at the end of time. Who have the ability to shine even in the darkest night. Even when it's snowing. There'll be a levana. There'll be a chevel, there'll be a chalon, there'll be a way out. Hivantem, chevel? Hivantem? Hashem's Bach should help you to remember your Ben Melech. To be able to find the window and the rope. To be able to climb out to get to that place of Achutzah. Because that's the same place where Taisus begins to make sense. You know? It's the same place where your life begins to make sense to you. Because our life, the life of a Jew, is completely irrational. It makes no sense at all. When you get to Vayetzah Sachutza, then everything comes together. Hashem should help us to remember where we are, to make the journey back from the cold winter of New York to Yerushalayim, to those Shalamitis, maybe Amen. No, not past.